had a shotgun.
It's not stalking if it's family, guys.
Imagine, bro, and I mix lipstick yake na nyeda, alafu akikiss chali yake, bro. I'm addicted to you.
For context, anaishi Kitengela. Dem, anaishi Roysambu.
Why have you never been off the streets? Ish. How sure are you that you don't have someone who loves you in Afghanistan?
I can't swim in this thing. It's that deep.
Just to kneel down and pray together every night.
You're on your knees.
See, the way Shaka hasn't grown since class 3.
Hey.
Wawa grow down class 3. That's why she's not getting what she needed to be getting.
You go left for a white woman. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Aya,
Have
you been since the last time? I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something now. So let me help you now. Let me help you. How have I been? Bro, I went to coast and I have a question. Are you fascinated by Nyali Bridge?
Oh. No.
Why not?
Okay. From above, yes.
From above? From above.
Like the aerial view of Nyali Bridge is.
People will show off for no reason. Okay, eh? So? So, boss, you will go on there again. Me, I asked you if you are fascinated by Nyali Bridge.
I don't need to be on a plane, bro. It's a freaking drone. Drone shot.
Petty.
Shit.
Anyway.
If I had drone shot. I'm
not fascinated by it. Shit. At a point, I was. When they put the lights that are appropriate to, like, the coastal culture. Yeah. The lanterns.
Yeah.
That were hanging off them. But then I don't know where they went.
Now let me emphasize my question. Like, have you ever asked yourself this thing about how they built it?
How is any bridge built?
Yeah, how is any bridge built?
Mike unaenda wapi?
Skiza, mimi nauliza mtu mwenye amekuwa huko siku hizi, eh?
Okay, now you're putting it in my head.
Have you ever asked yourself, like, because that the water there is deep, bro.
Yeah.
So niggas went down there and So unani get. I've been curious because in Lipitio Kitumbara mob and I was like, I can't swim in this thing. It's that deep. So now imagine erecting. We're supposed to go.
You've already failed.
We start now.
Okay.
And then you finish later.
Yeah, and then
of course, man. Why not?
I don't know if they've got it by now because they're taking you there, bro.
So in the deep waters of the ocean.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And then like on top of it is like a big wooden structure, a big metallic structure.
Yeah, then like a chuma komaji.
Exactly, man. And then how deep it is.
How deep it is.
What a land. This will land with where I'm going. Don't forget. How deep it is, man. And then now imagine everyone's going on top of it.
The wider the gap, the more manpower needed.
So now I'm too fascinated by that Nyali Bridge.
But nimeona na watu wengi place mingi, so like
I didn't know. What do you mean place mingi?
Hata Tanzania kuna bridge na kubwa na kilianga tu chuma juu yake. Na maji bado inapita chini.
Una get?
I am trying so hard.
Okay. Trying so hard. What do you mean?
What scuba dive? Do they scuba dive? Wanavanga mask kama wanaingianga tu bila kujifunika
mask. Ask G, bro. I feel as if you just hold your breath and just get in.
Just hold your breath.
I think they have an idea of how they're built. Like that scene for Final Destination where the bridge collapses. See, at that point, they were like kind of building the bridge, I think.
What do you mean by?
Or repairing it or something.
So kila kitu inangukanga ndani ya
ocean. Eh, unasema
nini?
I think wanatengenezanga from both sides.
Chubui. So inakuja.
Hadi wakutane in the middle. That's
Okay.
Okay, whoever's got what you're doing is gonna get what you're doing. That's all you're saying.
Not to more constructive discussion.
I think we should tell them because this is so hard.
I'm not telling you. What do you mean? Even if it's so hard, don't you like it hard?
The harder the obstacles, the more the success.
What? When you get to the top, Shaka, you're going to appreciate how hard it was.
Oh my god.
Asaka una float, I'm so sorry.
Una float mpaka sasa hivi chiki tunafanya.
I'm so sorry.
Sili kusaidiaje? Haya,
acha sasa tu reconvene kila mtu.
Wow.
Acha nipeane quote. So wale watu walikuwa na float to a late mwana. Zitwanza na watu on the street. Oh my god, karibu hata nisahau on the street.
Hey, crazy.
Story yangu ya leo si crazy kaile ya Shaka. Joy, I don't think kuna story tutasikia wa on the street in the top. Kupaka Big Daddy dead.
Kunayo. Because are you seeing how people are just like, yeah, it's okay, it's normal. In the comments.
Kuna dem kwa comments alikuwa, yeah, I put the nicotine patches yora rua lafo anamix na lipstick so akikiss. anachukulia na hapo
kwa lipstick. Nyed.
Alisema nyed ama alisema
ni
koti. Imagine bro, ana mix lipstick yake na nyed, alafu akikiss chali yake bro. Yeah. I'm addicted
See,
to you.
I have a problem. Dear TikTok, I have a problem with you. A freaking community guideline will remove my comment for speaking English. That is true. But then this other one you don't remove.
Wait, no, ngoja, even mean now, now I have questions. Yeah. What do you mean by see lipstick in a wonga a ball? Like in a wonga
lipstick roll-on, see the same that roll-on.
Lipstick?
See the same, see
no,
the same.
No, it's lip gloss, lip gloss.
Like unaweza fungua, unaweza fungua.
Lipstick see like kitu yenye unafanyanga hivi alafu inatoka.
There are different kinds of lipstick.
Lipstick ni zaina mo, bro.
There are different kinds. That's, eh, that's one. That's one.
Okay. So yeah. Now, you, so me, naongea kuhusu ni gani?
The ones that come like in a liquidy form.
Nika lip gloss.
Yeah.
That's still lipstick. Mm. So now mtu anafungua hiyo kitu.
Ana shake shake. Anaweka 1 ounce, ana shake, ana mix ka Walter White alafu.
Ana paka.
Akienda kukiss kiss chali yake bana.
A kiss that will take you out of this world.
Imagine
man.
Bro.
But zini nyed bana. Kwani?
Sindio? That's the point.
Ni vile tu fikiria.
Lazima wakue na mtu for 14th, come rain, come sun. Like wameamua lazima wakue na Valentine's Day. So come rain, come sun.
Puni, wache na mapenzi. Mwenye
anasema hivyo, ako ndani.
Mbaya.
Deep kwa mapenzi.
Kwanza,
usimsikize.
Iko wapi ni? Umse, ana TikTok, akona TikTok account, lakini si active. Lakini, ya manzi yake, very active. Wajua lipeleka manzi yake date. Walienda 3 places. Adi ana dance kwa TikTok. Michael Kimani.
Ah, yeah.
I was dancing TikTok, man.
I was
happy
dancing.
For him to organize date.
Wait, I was dancing.
What about deny?
Did you see me dancing?
I saw your body moving.
Yeah, that's
called walking. There's evidence to just stitch. You want us to stitch?
Wall up, dancing. But Z, that's not dancing. Oh, and you posing.
Your body moving.
No, and me, I was walking from one place to the other. That's
dropping.
In fact, I've seen that video. I've seen that video in my repost. Your video, I was not dancing. I don't remember.
Point to ni Michael Kimathi alipanga date. But there's a reply.
Kwa yu naongea ni kama. Kwa yu naongea ni kama.
Imagine, you won't reply to your. But atapanga date, man.
What the fuck can you say?
Imagine.
What
so
do you mean?
You were just being personal. Like,
you see? So wait a minute. What do you mean? Explain.
Trying to hold on the street. I can't even quite get out of the street for 5 minutes.
Sike ni kane za kupanga date.
So his story sike. But his story ni sad. Sike.
Africa jam.
Sad.
Ni sad. So Udem, as in nimesoma and hadi kaingia kwa akili, Udem alinitumia text. Akanishow, yeye alikutana na chali yake wakiwa Kampo. Just before Kampo, wakiwa form 4. Funky. Mm-hmm. Funky ni zile functions za shule kwa uji funky ni nini. So wamekatiana, wameingia. Unatua stress mo bala, uji funky ni nini.
Endelea.
Wamekutana funky.
Endelea.
Wakapendana
pia
wakapendana.
Wao mbona umeja?
Wakaandikiana barua, wakakatiana, wakafanya kesi, si wakamaliza. Sasa wamemaliza shule. We've gone into the real world, quote unquote. Wameenda Kampo. Charlie for context, anaishi Kitengela. Dem anaishi Roysambu. Unao distance. Charlie anaishi Kite. Dem anaishi Roysa. So unajua mkikutana funky, hujui mtu anaishi wapi. The heart loves what it loves. So menda Kampo, boy ni bachelor, si anaishi peke yake. What does the girl do? Dem alikuwa anatoka Ngaroisa, anaenda Kite every 2 weeks kupikianga boy chapo, kupikianga boy ugali like food. Like anapika food ya kukava hizo 2 weeks. Anakava hizo 2 weeks, una get? So si akikuja hii Saturday, atakama after 2 weeks. So by the time anakama, food sa imeisha. So in those 2 weeks, uchalia pikagi. Labda pike breakfast. But akona dinner for hizo 2 weeks. Sa mipenda chali yake, amekuwa kifanya hivi, amekuwa kifanya hivi. Wababa. Sasa, uchalia nafaa nini? Si Udema mempenda. Hii mapenzi ya dimi na itamani. Udema mempenda. Chalia nadoe ya rent.
Mm-hmm.
Chalia nadoe ya rent. Akalia kwa baby, akalia. Mtu anapikiwa, of course, mbona sipewe pesa ya rent. Dema katoa kwa mfuko, akalipia chali rent. Semelipa rent, maisha ikiendelea. Dema ikiendelea kukama, pika chapu, na kuendelea na life. Chani land. Kitu ika happen, waka lose. Unajua tu wakapotiana for like a month. Kumbe, you know where the man is. Msa amepanda ndege yako Denmark. Chill. Sasa Dema ameona na story. Dema ameona na story. Ajaambiwa, ameona na story. Oh, anakama, anazusha, anazusha, anazusha. Chali anamwambia Z, singe kushow, nilikuwa nataka kwenda kusolidify kwanza, alafu ndo nikupigie ukama. Chill. Sasa si demo akasema.
He goes on. Yeah.
Demo akasema, "Ai, cool. What do you need from me?" So that I can come get the nikujenipande ndege ticket nini sawa. Chali akamwambia niko na msali nifanyie hizo vitu zote nikikam. Nitumie do, nitumie details zako mimi nakupanga. Chali akaenda kupangana. Chali akaenda kupangana anapanga vitu za demo, anapanga vitu za demo. Kumbe apangi vitu za demo wake. Anapanga vitu za demo amepata huko na kumbe ni harusi anapanga. So, acha ni kutolea piece by piece. Pesa ya rent ilikuwa pesa ya ticket. Pesa ya airplane ticket ilikuwa pesa ya kupanga harusi. No dem amekuta Denmark in like 2 months. Discuss.
Simenda weekend. Weekend.
Ah, chill. We ngoja. That's not about weekend. Wait, relax. Explain. So let me get this straight.
Na dem bado ko raisa.
Up to this day, the devil fears men too.
Nini mbana huyu? So why are you speaking on behalf of the devil? But that's besides the point. So let me ask, is this lady okay first of all before we make fun of her?
Mental.
Nah, is she like when she was texting you, did she sound as if like she was going through the most, or she was just laughing it off?
No, she's of course very bitter, but sinile una maisha kikupiga, si una check.
So unaweza kumchekelea.
Unaweza mchekelea.
Aya, sawa basi. You go left for a white woman.
Kando shida yako.
Z, checky. Let's be honest here, guys. Nini?
Green card.
Me, I want a white friend.
$1 sign 160. So
now? So now? Mbona? Mbona jua atakupea pesa?
Economy yao ni better.
Eh?
Mafori. Muna ukienda
kumpe
ball. Yeah. Akuwe na mtoto wako. Wezi deportiwa?
Yeah.
Wezi mbaki huko?
Nimpe ball. Ama ni.
Ama kumpe ball.
Is there something you need to tell us?
Mike.
Let me learn. I'm up at the end, boy. What you want? So, wait a minute. So now, let me just confirm. This Monday, how did it end between the two of them? You know, as far as she tell how it ended. I'm just discover love occasion.
See, leo na mtu wako huko. And you try to reach out. Umsaka kuwa Gaspar.
Gaspar. Sawa, Gaspar. So, umsaya bado ako Kenya. Na huyu jamaa.
Charlie si alimove
kwa. Alimove.
With the white one.
Si akona the white one in there.
Who am I not seeing the sense in that?
What do you mean?
Mwishi dako ni aone vile aliacha mu Afrika akachukua mzungu.
I have a question to the guy.
Is it tall or short?
Question to the guys. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Question to the guys.
Fuck the guys. I have a question to the fans.
Oh, who are not the guys?
But anyway.
You know what? Answer question, then you just keep quiet.
You know the answer.
Jibu, uliza. We'll see how this conversation will go without us responding.
Uliza.
Men are so petty. So, Nona.
Pettiness? Me, I'm saying that for men's rights.
Uliza. Speak. Uliza.
Oh my God. Anyway, question. Do you think men marry the girl they struggled with, or do they marry the girl who is, you know, ideally their real type after they've already made it, and then now they look for their real type? That's the question.
Unaona hiyo swali? Swali yako ni deep.
Uliza watu.
Uliza watu wako relationship. Uliza watu wa relationship.
Bila jibu hiyo swali.
Watu wa Valentine's is coming.
Watu wa Valentine's is coming. Tuambieni.
Watu wa jibu hiyo swali.
Tuambieni.
No.
I mean, I'm not responding with you, bro.
So are you marrying the girl you're dating?
You disclaimer to con a live audience. The audience may or may not be.
No, I got you, my dude. I got you.
May or may not be.
I don't like this question.
No, man.
But ukula jibu. I mean, jibu.
In the book of
Exodus.
In the book of relationships.
Proverbs.
Please land.
So acha nitafute ninyo airport. Nende ya Kenyatta kwa pale kaska. Anyways, That's a question for married men.
Let me tell you guys, anakata kujibu kwa sababu ya live audience.
No, let me tell you what I have right now. But that's a question for married men.
That guy is married.
Ngani kuna wengi bro.
Ule uni.
Oh, hey.
Anyways.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay.
It's a question for married men, but so, yeah. At my point right now. I told this to her. Mm-hmm. I'm not dating for
fun.
For Nairobi games. Mm. I'm dating for the future. The future has married, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey. Aza kublash we. Najua umezumi kwa yake.
This is how loyal niggas sound, man. Get yourself one.
But actually, the question, what he said is the truth.
Where jibu sasa?
The question was for married
people.
Where jibu sasa? The truth is, what he said is the truth. Mm-hmm. It's for white men. Mm-hmm. But with the way we are right now,
yeah.
I'm gonna back him and double down. What's the point of dating if it's just for... Or rather, being exclusive with someone is just for a short term. Because exclusivity means that you're doing a lot more than every other average nigga in this Nairobi. Which is essentially, if I can say this, Mike, is an investment for us. Only, especially, not forget the things about money and time. Emotions, that's a big investment for, I don't know about the rest of you, but for me
don't
as
play
a man.
With it, don't play with it.
So if I'm investing emotionally, I'm not doing this so that I can be out of it in like 3 months or 6 months. I'm doing this for like probably long term. And long term for me is even inclusive of marriage, even beyond marriage, you know?
Beyond marriage is good.
Death. Like, you won't get it to the streets.
Twinning.
Top boy.
Okay, sorry.
Tunastahili kumanifesti atatoka kwa street. In your opinion.
No, you see, the universe needs a balance. He can't either.
No, listen.
Neither can you. Of which, word on the street. I feel like Shaka is no longer celibate. Anyway,
get back. What do you mean?
Atoko violent, Shaka.
Jibu Swali. What about you, Roy?
See. I wasn't even paying attention to the question. That's how much. That's my answer to that question.
Twat. Let me
rephrase it for you, street niggas.
India.
The both of us.
Question for the guys.
If you meet someone right now, right now when we are on our way up, right?
Yes.
Do you think that's the same person you will be with after you've now gotten?
You see,
Damas.
Depends on God. Depends on God's plan. Kama Mungu ameandika ondo dem tawa, well and good. If just for the process and for the journey, if she's there to make the story of Roy's life a bit greater, well and good. We open the chapter where it needs to be closed, to be closed. If it's to stay open until marriage, well and good. But always quote, says you're not too damn and then go like, marriage. So many other things to do in life before you get married. If it happens,
no, what do you mean?
Disclaimer, we don't start dating and see marriage.
Yeah.
No.
It happens after.
Yeah.
So, but wait a minute. So you're saying, I like, mean, for you?
Like you said, we'd be scaring women. I'm going to date someone and then the marriage to Nonongelea first date.
That's, okay, that wasn't the point, but.
He put it that way.
That's how he put it. Because him, he said, if well and good, whatever nonsense he said.
Okay, date, Chalisa, hey. Unaona kata kwa bwanako. Una anticipate kwa bwanako.
I can hear the shivers, I can hear the cold. Don't worry.
It's gonna be fine.
Listen. In no way does my answer...
My answer is not...
targeting anyone especially past I don't know about
kwa
number nothing
yake.
In the plan
kwa number yake
msikiata na load ana answer
kwa number yake
nitakuta kuna gaps tu bwana. This is the wrong place,
but let me tell you something.
Yeah,
I've broken up with a guy because I elevated in life and he wasn't elevated.
Okay, so will you get married?
Yeah.
Missy Jui, but I've just said history.
Do you want to?
It's give me probabilities. It's happened in history and history repeats itself.
So high chances.
He's getting married.
Yeah.
You want to.
That's I don't know. I'm too young for that right now. Thank you. Like to even know if I want to get married or not.
Yeah. What do you mean?
But I do know what I want. I want $100 million. That's what I want.
So you don't want to get married? Because you said you know.
She's too young. She doesn't
know.
But she knows,
bro.
She knows she wants
to
get
$100 million. I know what I want to get
married for us. So I doubt she'll have just one marriage. There'll be a couple. So you, the for sure, you sorted.
Yeah, wedding. The lawyer, yeah, the divorce.
And then may I just help you plan the finances?
Make sense to
you. You're a good investment.
The more husbands, the better bank account.
I actually have thought about it before. I don't think I want to be in one marriage.
That's money. Prediction. Hii ningeko nimeshinda jackpot
pale. Lotto ungekuwa umebeba lotto ama ile sport pesa.
Wait.
Like I believe in love. I believe in love, but
not for one person though.
No, listen. Here's the thing. Ukiwa this is what I'm kwambia jana nilikuwa na maid kwa balcony yangu. Okay? And then I started thinking about it and I was like, when you were in primary school, if you probably had a crush in primary school, the crush was within the school, right?
Death.
Then you went to high school and you probably had a crush first in the school. And then you went for funkies, nini. For context, forward to a Timol University and high school. Timol University and high school.
High school.
Funky, these were events.
The press giving day, like come on,
to meet with other commoners.
Hey, Supu Inaisha.
Right. So you went to high school, you met now people even like through those mini events. So you met people outside your high school, but like still within the range of high school. Mm-hmm. And you probably had a crush on that person then. Then you went to uni and you now met people from like maybe across even the country, even internationally.
London.
So my point is, with everywhere you go, like how sure are you that you don't have someone who loves you in Afghanistan? How are you? You can't go to Ukraine right now and fall in love. How sure are you?
No, listen.
The thing is,
what?
I feel like love is a matter of geography.
And I think,
think about it.
What do you mean?
No.
Matter of geography.
No.
You said that he had in every state in here. Shanka, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
It's a matter of geography. Think about it. Mtu akikwambia you are the most beautiful woman in the world, najai hata nini stamp moja kwa passport. How are you sure that?
I got. Listen. I mean, I think for you we need to define some things.
No, but case in point, umsalenda Denmark kwa mzungu.
Eh?
No, case in point, my passport has been stamped and I'm still with a Kenyan.
My point at the end of the day, my point is
you get to cause your kimo.
Yeah.
The places, bro, lazima wa confirm wana jua Kiswahili before ufike huko.
Anyway, my point is, I feel like whichever continent I go to, I might have a husband. Man. That's my point.
Like your kimo.
Kuna places nimekata.
Oh my God.
Kuna places moyo imekata bana.
Bro, anyway, you know that some things I've been meaning to ask, but kama akona wifi kwao. Anyway, well.
Zika kwa kina Shaka, kaka kwa msitu kuna wifi.
Shaka anaona wifi when you have meetings online. Shaka anakuanga 5 seconds after all of us. What are you talking about? And then can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you.
Yes,
can you hear me? Anyway, here's the point. So here, let me just define for you something. See, love, in my opinion, maybe Mike can back me up.
Yeah.
Kosa, love is a choice, bro.
Oh, shit.
You get what I'm saying? That's why when you said that you might have more than one marriage, I was like, I don't think you actually understand how it is. Because you know,
I've said I'm too young to know.
Nah, let me explain to you. I get. It's fine.
Did you love your mother?
No, that's the wrong person. I just noticed.
The truth is, love is a choice.
I know,
man.
I don't have that. I have mother.
Don't you see? I'm aiming my guns everywhere.
Big pause. So, point is, no, they didn't hear. The point is, when is kiza where?
Na kuskiza.
Love is a choice, right? So that means that ukitoka hapa uende mali kwingine, you have to make that continuous choice for this one person. Now, that's where you have to work on yourself. And that's whether you want to marry.
Exactly. Never learn.
I feel as if you don't understand how easy it is to move to be with different people. It's very easy.
Yeah, it is.
But now if you choose not to move with different people, that's now the point where you've reached love. When you move with one person, that's the point you've reached love.
But I think, Mike, you see, when you give human being choice, I think it's the worst thing to be invented.
Yeah.
Different degree of freedom that it can't really be measured because it's a choice at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is her choice.
Get married, she won't get married. She loved someone, she didn't love someone.
She won't
but people, you all are wicked. As in,
anyway.
No, I guess.
See, but you know, Shaka has a point.
Every continent.
Because it's mad. That leads on to what we want to talk about.
I'm actually
curious.
Kidogo to change the podcast. Uh-huh. We're just this for all iPod. Ah, bana. It will never. Kuna mtu mmoja, go on.
Based on Tinder's swipe report of 2023, they coined that the most used type of relationship is netto relationships. Netto dating.
Uh-huh.
Which is relationships that are not attached to an outcome.
Yep.
So,
Shaka, I don't want this question. Thank you.
Would be a stoic in that education.
Nah, listen, guys.
She would be the Zeus of that school.
Listen,
Shaka,
guys.
I think should you can bomb New Zealand.
She'd be the Madam Keating of that class.
Still watching Nyonge.
PhD without attending the course. Sorry, I'm a master.
Umetu a stoic.
Yeah. I know how to spell stoic.
Nice. Sama kitu go on, eh?
I think I told you guys I'm gonna be celibate for a while. I actually meant it.
Amen, my sister.
Like
go on.
Like I actually meant it. I am so tired because that is what is making these mini situationships. Like you guys are lucky you're not in the dating market, right? But I even asked a simple question that day on the stories. Asked a very simple question. Right now, what's the preference for being in a situation? Because honestly, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, generally, you meet people. Like the time I was on Bumble, you know, on your profile, you can indicate whether you're looking for a relationship or not, or you're looking for something casual. You can indicate that on your profile. But I kid you not, every guy who I was talking to who was claiming that they want to be in a relationship.
Wait, you said you wanted to be in a relationship?
No. Me, mine, I was like, I don't know.
Yes. Okay, no wonder.
But the thing is, right. I was swiping right. Yeah, I was swiping right. I was swiping right on guys who are saying that they want to be.
You're swiping right on guys. Guys, this is the closest you've ever gotten to Shaka. She swiped right on you.
What's the word? Go elite. Shaka, me. You know what? Let me tell you, bro. There's a time up at night at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Just on Shaka's Bumble, bro. Just swiping what? left.
If you make it.
Standard.
Standards. Shaka, you said you're doing it for fun. Shaka, you said you were bored. You were doing it for fun.
Yeah, I was bored, but I was swiping left on the guys who are not up to.
But what is your standard?
Left.
Nah, we ngoja. What's your standard? I remove the beard. Okay, so beard. Sawa.
Money.
What else? Money. When you can't get yamse, unananga nini?
Beard na pesa.
Jay-Z yange kuona beard ngemwenda.
Jay-Z? Yeah, he's very smart.
Unge una intelligence kwa feature?
Kwani unaonanga kama uko na ndevu umeshapita. Now it's a matter of finding out whether you have something behind that ndevu or not.
Akuna ni Adam Zepo.
What do you mean?
Like after ndevu, now it's anything else. Intelligence, nini sindio?
Chani kwe kiyoti.
Unasumbua saka.
Hey, go back to chewing. Chewing. Go back to chewing. Take, take your time. Take your time.
Meka kwa mdomo bwana.
Guys, take kwa serious.
Ah, to go on. Pole. To go on. We're still going. No one has said it yet.
Kwa ndaka kusema. If. Any big if. If you were outside, kama ungekuwa locked sahi. Ungekuwa, una imagine if you were back in the dating sphere, you'd be dating for fun or you'd be dating to look for a partner. Ni wawili, kama ungekuwa locked, ungekuwa out.
For me.
Ungekuwa out in the wild. Ungekuwa na date for fun, ama ungekuwa na date kutafuta.
So, before the one I'm with right now. Before the one I'm with right now, then it's about me. Personally, I don't do it for fun. Yeah. I've never dated for fun. It's always the people who I've dated in my head, I've thought, you know.
So friends with benefits, entanglement, situationships.
Never. No, never, no, dog. That's... Never, dog. I feel as if it takes too much energy.
To do what? To fucking leave?
No, I didn't say that. Oh. I just feel as if, how does it get, how do you start friends with benefits? Is it like,
to become friends? I have no idea.
You sit down at a table, you say, you know what?
No, it's simple nowadays. People are just like they're very upfront.
Yeah, you just ask.
They say, may I just want the physical out of this, nothing. Mm.
Yeah, which that's what I'm saying. It's so easy to do it. But then now, by the time, you know, a friend is, I'm assuming it's not just any Tom and Harry. You get, it's anyone else. Mm-hmm. So by the time you have that conversation, I don't think I can do it, simply because I feel as if, especially for her, it will mean something more. And that's why I feel as if it's too stressful, personally, for me.
Or you think the babe will will get a touch?
Yeah. Because it's a different... What
yeah,
you said...
Yeah, you haven't been on the streets for a
while.
Because right now, it has changed completely. It
the
is
boys
not,
get attached more than the women these days.
I'm very serious.
I'll tell you, where ungejipata uko attached kwa udem, unasikia kuna msemu mwingine kesho, unaanza kusikia kimnadho.
Kwa nini nafanya hivi
kwingi? Kim what?
Lakini yeye. Nako sawa bro.
Really?
They're made of steel. Mimi nakwambia
but why are you getting attached? Because based on what you've said, and I know this for a fact, it's very easy.
It is.
To learn
but
anything out here.
It's very tiring.
It's tiring. Then stop doing it.
Yeah, stop doing it.
Listen, that's why I've stopped, because I'm not getting what I want.
Which is what? What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to get? What are you trying to get?
Hey, I am. So, not getting what you want. What have you been getting?
Yeah, what have you been getting?
Not what I want.
What does that mean?
It's about time you tried the emoji.
I know.
You know what? Yeah.
No.
You see, the Shaka hasn't grown since class 3. Hadi wao haja grow tangu class 3. That's why she's not getting what she needed to be getting. You get what I'm saying? That's the problem. That's why she's not satisfied.
To Melan, see what I mean.
I tell you, so.
To Melan, see what I mean.
Yes.
To go on. Oh, Melan.
I am fighting the urge to throw this phone. Fighting the urge.
Okona Devu, lakini haja grow since class 3. That's what you are saying.
That's what we are saying. No, man, una choose celibacy.
No, I honestly feel like... What?
Do you feel it? Tell me, I think they just want to know. I don't know about
I want
me. To
I want you guys to know I'm fighting so hard today. So hard. And I'm making it worse.
Only fighting.
You see what he said? What Shola said? The freedom of choice is what has ruined things. It really has. Because you'll meet someone today, you'll think they're all that. And then, because you've been told, oh, don't give in too early, because there's too much advice about what you should and shouldn't do in relationship-wise right now, and dating, right? It's too much. Everyone wants to give you their opinion. And in as much as you'll sit there and say you're very assertive and no one influences you, that's a lie. You hear something over and over and over and over again, you're going to start believing it's true. Like, so these opinions that people are inflicting of you, like one of them is that there's always going to be someone who's going to do way better out there. So you'll meet someone today and then you're like, yeah, I'm not going to commit because if I go on a date tomorrow and that guy is better than this guy. You get me? And it just keeps going like that. People are out here looking for something that is, I don't know, unachievable. I don't know. I'm tired.
You know, the worst part is, now Simon says it's starting to make sense.
I will never hey, second that, Mike. That's the one thing I will never second.
No,
I promise
back.
You.
No,
we
no,
can edit
no.
it out.
Yeah, the fact you can edit it out. No, the point is, like, from now I understand, like, his position. You know, that time I wasn't loading, like, literally. Those things were not.
They weren't clicking in your
They're mind. Not clicking in my head. Like, I'm like, this can never happen.
So it took you how many weeks?
Please, donation. You asked for it. Anyway, so now that freedom of choice is what he has. And now it makes sense. On other news, I've come up with an idea. Dear Whites, maybe this could be good for you. You know, they, in their clubs, there's this thing apparently for the stock market, but not for cocktails.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so
Lord,
bad.
Forgive me. Okay, so the price of
don't
the...
Look at, they don't look straight ahead. Look at us. Huh?
The price of the cocktail keeps going up the more it's ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an actual stock market. So it can also start plummeting when the orders are low.
Low.
Mm-hmm.
But
what
now...
If, what if what? This was... Can I get a patent? Yeah, lawyer. Anyway.
Nah,
now, go. For strip clubs.
So
like
the sexual
workers.
Less... The price is low.
Yeah.
Mike.
What you all laugh?
No, think about...
Butter boy.
I'm giving a business idea, right?
Chill. So this pimp has a catalog
yeah.
of the most wanted.
Most wanted. It just keeps...
The guy in the face. So kuna rank ya chini.
You get me, right?
Alafu rank ya chini tu.
Let's talk to
the
best.
So, and remember, in the white lands, it's not just ladies.
Yeah.
It's also
yeah.
finally the gay strip clubs.
Yeah.
You know, so opportunity for everybody.
But now it's aqua like a fight for to be at the top of the totem pole.
Yeah.
Well, they don't use narcotics.
Nah, you never know, don't. But wait. So let me just confirm. Your plan is a pimp will have a list of people under him.
No,
they don't say.
See,
why are you deciphering this? Like it's so. Oh my god.
Look,
it's so what?
Mike, let's say this is Club XYZ, right?
Uh-huh.
The sex workers are there always on commission, Jesus right? Christ. Like there are a number of them. You're told like this night is going to be.
It's on commission. Is it salary?
No.
Okay.
On commission and tips.
But now she said commission works on like best clients.
How did we become?
Exactly. Now you see.
Okay.
What? Uh-huh. You see, I don't know. Like, princes disappear and appear. So now, it's this day. Waka ABC have been logged in.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, D is being ordered frequently.
Logged
because
in.
Always... So now, the logs are showing that stock price for C is up.
Uh-huh.
But then,
listen,
for
can
A,
this competition
dog...
end?
Oh, okay.
A is not being ordered a lot. You know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, ordered is not the best word to use.
Yeah. Nah, it's cool. I get you. No, it's
guys.
It's a request.
I need
it's
an
like
investor.
A, it's a
yes.
request. It's like an Uber request. Okay, I get
Even,
you.
It can work for Bumble. It can work for Tinder. Don't just think
man.
Of it on the sexual work per se. But all these dating apps, you know, it,
Who
you know
go?
Who's good to go for a date with.
Bet.
So that you don't have a hard time choosing. Hooked you up. 2.0.
Meshikanisha. Me, I like that. I like that plan.
Shaka, save us, man.
Just save us.
I saw we spent 3 minutes.
Okay, back to NATO date.
Hey, I talked to you about a lot of things. Go back to NATO date. I'll take it off.
We have a very
so
serious
NATO dating
question.
Is
I have a very serious and deep question.
Hallelujah.
Can you tell us?
Tell me.
Why have you never been off the streets?
Hey, shit. Hey, shit.
I got like a savior.
So, trend. At why have I never been off the streets?
Mm.
See, there was a point I was off the streets. I
oh
never.
My shit,
when was
nigga.
That?
There was a point I was off the streets.
When
for
was
how
this?
Long?
I've known you for now 3 years. I've never seen you off the streets.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hey, guys. You didn't know. You didn't remember the time you was even parking? And then the parking failed, so you had to go back. My guy was literally. To Likwanga Riverside that day, he was literally even looking at how the rain, how it's raining. Kumbe, was guys.
Alukwana kaile
senior.
I'll show you the video, bro.
okay, kuna video. Oh, tukiwa kule Angkor. Yeah!
When was it?
Tulikuwa kule Angkor. Oh. Standing in the rain. Ah, so go on.
Yeah,
go
how
go
long on. Did I'm that last?
How long did it last?
Checking. Bro, they never left parking stage.
Oh, shit.
Let me just say. All my off-the-street relationships have ended very traumatically.
And you're my question is, why haven't you been off the street?
Why haven't I been back off?
Trauma.
Like,
it's because I don't need a relationship right now. Like, I was off. It was fine.
You don't need a relationship.
We used to kneel down and pray together every night.
The both of you?
Yeah. And we used to pray. And life was good. Yeah,
and that wasn't still good enough?
It was. But it ended in trauma. And the trauma led me onto affairs. And now I just, there's no need, man. I don't have any.
Why were you on your knees?
I think you and Spice King need a session.
What's the preference for situationships?
There was no preference. This was a relationship. This was a full on she's
no, after that.
After that, there's no preference. You just don't want to be with anyone again. Because you know when you fully invest in someone, after you leave a relationship, hey, kidogo mtu sikia, a bit of your car.
Have you ever held a shotgun? Have you ever shot?
Do you want using to know the answer of that question?
Oh my God.
Point me.
You're on your knees.
Yeah, we were all exactly.
Like I'm still there.
Yeah. You're on your knees.
We're on our knees. Both of us at the same time. You see?
Me, I'm looking for someone we can hold our knees and treat together.
Yeah, you need to pray together. All I'm saying is I'm not in a relationship. Now.
What? You don't believe I can pray?
Yeah,
me and him talk to a pastor, man.
The worst kind.
Hey, it's an accurate stereotype.
Me, I think I know my. I thought I know my friends. What do you mean to a pastor?
Oh,
which
you
church?
No,
Ule Mama. I exist, so I guess I'm a pastor.
Oh, hey, you are there. He doesn't talk up. Okay, sir, you never talk
I think
about
Mama
that.
Pa- see, just go back.
My dad used to be a pastor.
Hey, crazy.
Same.
Same.
I was almost not born.
Hey. Oh yeah, same.
Same.
Now let me tell you, my dad was an altar boy. Inge kwa he could have been a priest, I could not be existing here. Let's born? Just thank God for some things.
Check this. Context. Dad almost 2 years into priesthood. Mom was at admissions for sisterhood.
Hey, that much made
your
you have
father
addiction.
Was a father and your mother was a sister.
I said admission.
Ah, so she
and now we mungina alikuwa 2 years in.
What a walibako at the same time.
Well, she didn't make it all the into the sisterhood.
I don't want to talk about
into the sisterhood.
No,
into
no,
the sisterhood.
No, you're
into
gonna
the
last.
Sisterhood.
We're gonna last.
Now we please yaki at least yaki na make sense. So priest na sister. Okay, you know yako.
Now my dad he wanted to be a priest, but anyway, when he converted to be a Protestant, they were in ministry for a long time, both my mom and my dad. My dad retired of ministry, clearly.
How do you retire of ministry?
It's possible.
Close
think
the
of my dad. Just think of my dad and...
Yeah, your dad is a Monday, but I'm like, you retire, like you're like, ah,
he
I
retired
quit.
From ministry.
Is my last
like
two.
That. My mom
okay.
is stealing them.
Rato a rosary una yang.
We're done. Okay. Sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then my mom is
stealing. I love God.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
I have...
Nini?
So mamako...
What the fuck was that for?
Mamako will go in ministry.
She is.
She's still...
Currently.
Kwenye mnongenga na mom?
No, but that doesn't mean I don't know what's going on in her life.
Oh, I'm stoked.
Some stalks. They have brothers.
So that's stalking.
It's not stalking if it's family, guys.
You're talking through the brother.
Thank you, guys.
It's mutual.
What was our time?
Hey, really? So, Ngoja.
Think about that business idea.
Would you want to be...
Be
yeah, would
because in a check,
be a pastor.
Listen,
be a
sister. Let's ask someone else.
So, I'm listening on a waste, but
hey, I was in ministry for 3 years. I served in Sitam current ministry for 3 years.
Wanakujua.
Wananijua. You want me to call a pastor right now? I have too many pastors
We're getting this thing wrong. You see, I was also an altar boy, but it's not like I wanted to end up as a priest, right? Served which position? Asha?
No.
Yes, Ochola, which position? That was an altar boy?
I was in the media ministry.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that you're going to end up as a pastor.
When the cameraman, camera girl.
Anna.
Ome, hey, God forgive them. Forgive them.
Altar boy. Ah, we watch it.
But we watch altar boy nini.
But hakuna altar boys kwa Pentecostal churches.
Yeah, fine. Now, you know, mine is serious. You know, those people take those things. Altar boy.
Mine is serious.
Went to seminars for 7 years.
7 years. Jesus Christ.
Eh? Seminar for 7 years, bro. Studying the Bible.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Thank you, bye. We've not introduced ourselves this episode.
Oh, shit.
It's your...
It's our man.
Hey.
I could have to try to find a site.
I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym.